we're here at the 2018 Solero FinTech Conference in this beautiful place called Whistler, British Columbia, Canada. We're here with Mr. J.R. Pierman from ASAP. Tell me, tell us about ASAP real quick.
Sure. ASAP, we're a Canadian fintech. We've been around for the last 3 years, and we focus on omnichannel account and loan origination solutions for Canadian credit unions.
Right on. Very cool. And so what do you guys expect? What are your expectations for the conference here this year?
Well, we're a partner with Solero. They handle sales and distribution for us, so we've worked with them over the last couple years in terms of getting the word out about how we can help credit unions on the account and loan origination side. Okay. So making lots of great connections with the credit unions here, talking about their digital strategies and how account origination plays a big part of where they're going
today. Indeed. And that kind of leads us to the top of our conversation, digital member acquisition. So what is this? What exactly is digital member acquisition? Because the whole credit union movement right now is like, we're in this digitization mode right now. But what does that mean specifically? I want to get your take on that.
Sure. I guess so. Our view, and it's not just ours, but our view in conjunction with our partner credit unions that we work with and with Solero is that today, members really are looking for an omni-channel experience. And what that means for us, I guess, to give that definition is people want to be able to, if they're opening an account or looking at a loan product, whether that's a mortgage or a line of credit, both on the retail side and the small business side, they want to be able to do that wherever they are, whenever they're in that mode. Oh, yeah. And sometimes that channel changes even during the process. So somebody may, as an example, they may start a mortgage application process and they might start it in branch. They go in and they talk to somebody because, a mortgage is a big decision in our lives, but maybe they don't have all their documentation with them. Well, with an omni-channel solution, really, then why does that member have to come back in with that documentation? They can complete that, or vice versa. Somebody might chart, an deposit account. They see a great rate that credit unions got promoted for a deposit account. They start that process online. They may want to step into a branch after or talk to somebody on a phone to complete that account origination, or they may want to do it completely mobile from their phone, sitting at the garage while they're getting an oil change on their vehicle, and might have a half an hour and they're looking at, where the best place to put that bonus check they just got the day before. So for us, account origination and that digital account opening like you're talking about really is about that opening up of that channel to put the member first. And that's really the change here, is it's not how is it convenient or how is it most efficient for the credit union, although that's important, but the focus is on the member experience and making that channel agnostic.
Mm-hmm. And in most cases, or in this case, this is first impression type stuff too. So you want to step forward with a first impression and make this whole process as seamless as possible, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. The biggest thing we've learned over the last few years is really that user experience is so critical, and it really drives traffic. So, we work with our partners to monitor, where are points in the process that there's friction, and we really work to eliminate those. So one of the biggest projects we've been working on this year has been our new UX update, which is coming out at the end of November. So ASAP 8.0 will be a whole brand new UX on the front end side. So, and that's from a lot of research, both with our credit union partners, external focus groups we brought in, and just saying, in this day and age, it's a constant evolution. It's, you can't really stop and say, well, we got to fix UX for, the next 2 or 3 years. It's got to evolve.
Coming out just in time for the holidays.
Absolutely.
Good timing, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, no, it's, and there's lots of innovations going on, and, I think that digital ecosystem, account and loan origination is just one part of that, and, there's lots of exciting partners here at this conference. It's a great conference that Solero puts on, and they bring, really innovative ideas to the table and let people speak about those, and so it's, we're really proud to be a part of it and happy for them to have us here.
Do you guys look outside the financial services industry for examples? We're all comparing Amazon. It's kind of like they set the bar in this area as far as kind of a seamless, really easy experience, or Uber or whatever. Do you guys ever look outside that? Because this is what consumers are looking at. This is kind of like the bar that's been set as far as, onboarding or just usability. So do you guys ever look outside that and go, okay, let's try something like that? Is that something you guys do on a regular basis?
Yeah, absolutely. So our parent organization that the ASAP partners are also partners in is called Lucidia, and we've been a marketing communication solution consultancy for the past 17 years, and we do a lot of work in the tourism hospitality space, a core hotel. So this beautiful hotel, the Fairmont brand, is one of our largest clients, and so we've done a lot of work in their loyalty management side. So that's one area very specifically where we look at, you know, what drives loyalty, what drives ongoing engagement. So we've been fortunate to be involved in some really cool projects with them over the years, and we brought, you know, a lot of that thinking into the financial services space in the ASAP product, and then in other things we've done for credit unions in terms of loyalty management and programs. So absolutely, the whole retail storefront idea, we're big proponents of. We believe whether that's digital or in branch experience today, you know, the members, you know, whether it's a new member or even a share a wallet play for an existing member, they're really looking for the same type of experience they would have in an Apple store.
Of course, yeah, that's what I was, and what I was getting at is, like, what's the importance of this today? And I think I know what you're going to say, but I want to get your take. I think we know the answer, but I want to get your take on that.
I think the importance is huge because, again, it starts with, you know, again, I go back to that frictionless experience, right? I mean, so you know, the days of how we serve members in the financial services or the credit union space, you know, have changed dramatically. And you know, I think everybody's clued into it, but obviously bricks and mortar is expensive to change and renovate or acquire new space. So I think that's a challenge that is a real challenge that credit unions face. In the digital landscape, obviously it's quicker, faster to bring some of that up. Not that there isn't cost, but it is a way we can make that retail experience come to life for our members, you know, with an investment, but sometimes less than the physical space investment. So yeah, we agree, like looking at other industries, whether, again, you look at pure retail or even again travel, tourism, hospitality, like how is that moments of delight, you know, type experience, right? I mean, think of that, and that's, you know, should be a driver in the credit union space as well.
Yeah, it sounds like you got some great insight in that area. So last question here is, the how does it get done? I mean, how does it, I mean, it's obviously easier said than done, but it has to be done, right?
For sure. Yeah, I think, you know, so if we're talking about from a partner standpoint, I mean, you know, we always suggest that they're looking at account and loan origination as part of their overall digital roadmap. You know, we know there's a lot of investments that they have to make, and, you know, whether that be their core banking, their online banking technology, their CRM space, you know, all of it's important. So, of course, we think account and loan origination is hugely important, and that's
I think so. We've
been there, but it needs to be planned out as part of that. And then, of course, we're happy to come in and talk about how, you know, ASAP as a solution really supports that overall digital strategy, and you know, that's kind of the way we think works best, because then we're talking about the return on investment, because all of this technology is, you know, it is a big investment, and at the end of the day, for the members, you know, credit unions got to make sure they're putting that right return on investment, right investment in the technology. So,
and getting moving on this stuff, just take baby steps, you know, that type of just get moving on it.
Yeah, and that's really you know, it's funny. I mean, the questions we typically get in the first conversation with credit unions are around, you know, does it integrate with our core banking systems? How's the efficiency going to work? You know, how are we going to manage our business processes? And absolutely great questions, really important. But I'll say the main premise, you know, along that get moving side that we built ASAP on was the idea that, you know, in the credit union space, I mean, we do have an aging demographic. We are, you know, at an average age older than, you know, the average financial institution. So, you know, we got to bring new members into the space. We got to go after share of wallet growth of the existing members. So how can we do that? How can we go after that acquisition side? And that was original foundation of ASAP is, you know, even if we have to process the members, you know, and you know, into the core banking system, if we can walk three new members through the door, being a digital door in this case, or a mobile door in this case, every day, you know, that'd be a pretty great success story for every credit union. And if we can turn that three into six and then into nine, you know, that's, you know, or we take existing members and that have, you know, one account, and we can make those, you know, two or three account holders, and, you know, that's a wonderful story. And then getting the back end efficiency obviously is really important as well. But we see that member acquisition side as being a huge driver for growth.
Very cool. Great message to end on. Jared, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Well done, sir.
Yeah,
good
you.
Job.
Yeah,
keep up the good work. You guys have some good insight there.